Welcome back to the Golf Digest podcast. I'm Alex Myers, and I'm joined tonight by Jeff Shackelford and Steve Hennessy. We're here to wrap up an exciting Open Championship. Obviously, Henrik Stenson coming through with his first major, shooting a 63 in the final round to beat Phil Mickelson. Jeff, what are your first thoughts of the day?
Really could have been a 61. That's the first scary thing. I mean, there's so many elements to it, but he bogeys the first hole. Out there, he was so fast. He's not a fast player, but he was playing at a really great pace. He didn't look like he was nervous in any way at all. Totally under control. It's just an astonishing performance. And then you have to just feel for Phil to shoot 65.
No bogeys.
Play unbelievably on a tough golf course. Yeah. Beat the third place finisher by 11 shots, which hasn't been done for a winner in the Open since 1870. Wow. A winner hasn't separated themselves by 11 strokes.
Wow.
I mean, you just go through all the numbers, and it's just what can you do? But that's what's great. It makes Henrik's win just that monumental.
Yeah.
And it's such a compelling final round. It was like a Ryder Cup duel the whole way the last 2 days. Just one of the more memorable major championship final rounds that we've had in a long time. Phil shooting a 65, and it's his 11th second place finish at a major. That's second all time now to Jack. So just adding to his legacy in defeat again, which kind of seems to be a theme with Phil from time to time.
Yeah, again, he did not feel bad about this afterwards. He can't. He played fantastic.
Oh, he did. We're sitting in the interview room. Well, and I walked in, he was.
But about how he played.
Of course. In a few days.
As far as 11 runner-ups, this has to be the one that, he can't kick himself for anything about this week.
But you think of those 11 runner-ups, this one may be the most surreal of all
of
them.
Right. That's true.
I mean, the Wingfoot one's a freak show, but this is – what do you say? Yeah. And by the way, he's twice lost to the lowest two scores to par with David Toms at
PGA.
Atlanta Athletic Club. Yep. I mean, it's just that's
a tough
cruel.
Break.
That's cruel.
That's a tough break.
But by the way, but to your point, you were saying that what I love about this major more than any so far this year is that we're ending one on a positive note and a good feeling. Nothing against Danny Willett winning at the Masters. Nobody really felt that great about it when somebody blows up. And, the U.S. Open was a boondoggle. And even though we want to feel great about Dustin's win, we're still remembering about this one, though, is going to be great for golf, I think.
Yeah. You're talking about the golf that was played as opposed to some rules situation.
Yeah. And it really was an amazing back-and-forth battle. These guys were both just going at it. And what I'm most amazed by is that Henrik Stenson was asked afterwards what shot he felt the most nervous over. And he said the putt on 16, the birdie putt, which was only about like 5-footer. But it seemed like if that was the only time he got nervous really the whole round, I don't know how he did it. Because here's a guy, he's never won a major, but not only does he break through, like you said, he breaks all these records and smashes through. How do you explain that someone who's never won a major does it in this fashion?
And furthermore, his putting has been awful.
Right.
Awful. I mean, like 48th or something on the tour in putting. I watched him and Phil on Saturday at the Scottish, it feels like about 3 years ago. Yeah. And those two, Phil couldn't get the speed to save his life on those greens. And then Henrik, he just looked lost. So we talked wagering all week. I didn't bet on him because as great as his ball striking was, it was just surreal how bad he was on the greens. And so I didn't think that could translate here. And yet both of them come here and putt unbelievably.
And Stenson's putting today, I mean, where does that – it might be the best putting we've ever seen in a final round.
He looked like a different person than we've ever seen. Yeah. I mean, he's holing everything. That putt on – is it 16 from off the green?
15. That was a joke.
That was a joke.
51 feet. Yeah, you're just thinking it's going to be nice to get up there twice. Right. And then Phil is right on top of him. Phil's putt on 15 was wickedly difficult. Mm-hmm. TV didn't capture where that pin was. And then 16 – the ball just bounces on the eagle putt for Phil.
Right.
And just literally goes over the edge. I mean, Bones almost did his rolling thing again. Yeah. And Phil was he let out a couple of obscenities. And I think that's why Stenson felt that pressure at the moment. Because it's like, well, he's not going away.
Right.
And then that up and down was just so good from that rough.
Right. But that was obviously the critical moment. You had Phil with a great shot at eagle. You had Stenson in the high stuff. And we couldn't really tell exactly his line.
I got to see it. It was bad, but it wasn't horrific.
And he had green to work with, obviously.
Yeah, he did.
But at this point, you're thinking
right,
he probably walks away with par. Phil at least walks away with birdie. And then when Phil's putt is about a foot away from the hole, you got to be thinking, he's making eagle. And then Stenson's going to have all the pressure on him.
Right.
Instead, miss, make, and the lead stays at two. That was huge.
Yeah, and it's certainly why he felt the pressure. The other other bizarro moment was 17, Stenson just stiffed it. And the scene out there was, it was so beautiful. I mean, because we've all week we've been looking at these empty grandstands.
Yep.
So when we were coming up the left side of 16, you looked up and there were these layered, full grandstands. And it was just a beautiful moment. But then he hits that shot, and there was just kind of the nice. And then we get up to the green, and I'm like, he hit about 7 or 8 feet on a 220-yard par three.
Yeah. Career, exactly.
All the pressure on the line.
Yeah. And he looked like he wasn't happy with it either. He was watching.
It was a weird
reaction. Yeah, and like you said, not a lot from the fans. We all almost jumped out when we were inside. I mean, because you didn't expect it to be that close with his reaction and everything else. Now, something else interesting happened on that hole. The sun, like you said, was out. There were fans.
It was pleasant, beautiful.
He got a little hot.
Yeah.
He took off his, what happened? He took off his shirt. He gave us a little show.
Yeah, he likes to show a little skin.
So
Mark Cannizzaro and I are standing over, there's a scoreboard off the tee. And they, you know, we got over there a little ahead of the two guys. And they come doing the big march up to the tee. And then Stenson all of a sudden just turns right around. And Mark and I are standing there kind of leaning up against the scoreboard. And he's coming right at me. And he's looking at me. And he says, shield me, guys. And as he's just finished pulling off the first shirt.
Yeah.
And then he comes and he moves right behind us. And nobody can see from behind. Yeah. So he's shielded by the scoreboard. And he goes, I'm a little hot. And he said it in a way like, you know, I'm a little hot on the golf course. Yeah. And it's warm out. And he starts taking off his shirt, and you know, and of course I'm just trying not to look, and then I just saw a photo on Twitter, and Cannizzaro's looking at him the whole time, but it was
Mark.
Just bizarre, and then he goes right up the tee and hits the shot, that's his personality, but again, to do that on the 71st hole of a major where you're playing like he is, the whole thing was amazing. He clearly was in the zone, the dreaded zone that we always hear about, but it's true.
And at 40 years old, he's looking pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. He's keeping it together, his golf game and his fitness.
His abs,
right. Steve, talk a little bit more about Phil. You know, if Henrik was asked in his press conference, do you expect Phil to be on the Ryder Cup? And he almost looked, you know, like the guy asking the question was an idiot. Because
it was a weird question.
Right. But, I mean, I think it was because they, you know, battled against each other, played against with each other last week. But obviously, this is a guy who's going to be on the Ryder Cup, right?
Yeah, he has to be, right? I mean, the way he played this week, it was one of the best majors he's played, obviously other than his five wins, but he played so good, played well enough to win pretty much any major. The U.S. team would love to have him. Look at the bottom of their team right now.
Yeah.
I mean, J.B. Holmes might have played his way onto the team today.
Well, I think Stenson gave the guy a weird reaction because Phil's like fifth in the points.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even today. Like he needs to be picked or anything like that.
It was just a weird question.
This is Phil's sixth top five finish this year.
Right.
He came in fifth on the PGA Tour in scoring. So this is not crazy. I mean, he hadn't done it at the big events this year. He missed the cut, the Masters, and U.S. Open, and the Players, actually. But he's had a sneaky good year, and he's 46 years old.
Yeah, and he looks great. He's in excellent shape. And, you know, he doesn't convey that. I think it's his clothes, his body type.
Yeah.
But when you see him here in person, as we've seen him this week, he's incredibly flexible, which I think is the key. Mm. And he's got this thing going with his swing. Yesterday was clearly the bad round of the major, and today he was incredible. He was sticking the finishes. What do you do? You just feel awful for him. It's like what can you? I can't think of anybody in recent memory who has played that well and lost.
Right.
I really can't.
But we talk about the duel in the sun, obviously, and that was similar. You had two guys for the last two rounds going head-to-head, both just playing out of their minds.
Yeah.
One guy had to lose. Obviously, it was Nicholas that time. Watson beat him. But this has to go up there with one of the best duels. And where would you guys rank this final round from Stenson? Obviously, a 63 matches what Phil did earlier in the week, matches the low round ever at a major. But to do it in the final round and win, where does this rank? It's going to be one of the all-time great rounds, right?
And without having a major before that, with that pressure on the line, and he bogeys the first hole, right? Had a couple other putts that should have went
in. Two, three putts.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I didn't get to hear what Johnny Miller said. I'm looking forward to the transcript if they give us the quotes. But Johnny 63 was not in the last group.
Right.
I hate these kinds of comparisons because he shot 63 at Oakmont.
Exactly.
It's an amazing round. However, Stenson did it, as you said, Steve. He hasn't won a major. He does it with a guy who's matching him the whole way or ahead of him a couple points. And they do it on a course where they're so far ahead of everybody else that – and it really should have been 62 or 61. It's going to go down as one of the top three at the very worst, I think. I don't see and that'll be the fun thing of the next few days is we have a great group of writers and there are all sorts of people who will kind of dig up and try to put into perspective what we just saw because it's still a little bit shocking, really. I mean, Phil was in shock. The whole thing happened so fast. They play faster over here. So the whole thing just, I think we need a few days to chew on it. But that's the fun of this.
Yeah. Is there anybody else even worth talking about?
No. No. Sorry, it's these two guys. Sorry. Hey, let's give those two.
We're joking.
Let's give those two a little love. They added the Scottish Open last minute. Yep. So the top four here all played the Scottish Open.
So remember that, as Jeff
told
me.
Key handicapping angle.
Next year, remember that, folks.
And, I mean, JB had a weird trip. Yep. Luggage lost, the whole thing. Yep. Stricker had a weird, was that yesterday with the quad?
Two days ago
with the quad.
17 pars and a quad.
Yeah, so good for them for battling, getting over here, and getting acclimated and playing so well.
Yeah, and JB is actually, other than Dustin Johnson, the only other player this year to finish in the top four at two of the majors.
Wow.
So he's quietly had, he was T4 at the Masters, and today was a solo third. Career finish, and before the Masters, he'd never finished better than T14. So, you know, he's won four times. He's now at a couple top fives at majors. You know, he's making progress. Like you said, he has to be on the Ryder Cup team at this point compared to how the rest of the U.S. team is playing. But, and yeah, Stricker, 49 years old, he's going to be eligible for the PGA Tour Champions in February. To do this, it's pretty remarkable.
He can rake up on the Champions Tour with that performance.
The Strick Show is coming.
He's going to be in the Masters now next year. Yep. He's going to be back here at the Open. He hadn't played here since 2012.
Right.
Big week for Stricker.
Huge week, because he didn't have a lot of status and events going forward, and now he's in pretty much whatever he wants again. What about Andrew Beef Johnston? I mean, other than the two winners, and I say two winners because there really were two winners, he was the story of the week, I'd say, kind of the breakout star. What do you make of this guy?
Yeah, I think people just were taken by his look and his sense of humor and just kind of the overall nuttiness of the whole package, which is always what's fun about these majors. There's always somebody like that.
Right.
You wrote about him a little bit. I mean, you think he's here to hang around a little bit. I mean, he was in shock too today. I heard just the end of his comments, right? He's now realizing all of a sudden all the doors he just opened up with this finish, which is great. We want to see that. Yeah. We want to see somebody who's a little bit different and stands out from the crowd.
Yeah. And Steve, I mean, we were walking out there today with him. I mean, the crowd's
every step he's giving a thumbs up, pointing at people, yelling his name. It was more than Stenson and Phil, the amount of crowd noise.
The crowd noise, for sure, at least in between shots. I mean, there were little girls and boys just screaming Beef at the top of their lungs. I mean, it was really odd. But it was awesome, and he for the front nine, at least, he played great. And I couldn't believe he was hanging in there. But still, he ended up eighth place, top 10. Great week for him. Jeff, what about the course? Obviously, you are a course aficionado. Give us a breakdown of Royal Troon and, you know, is it worthy and all that.
I think it was a home run. You know, you guys know, people will seize on this score.
Yeah.
And no matter how inspiring the golf right. was, how clear these two were playing golf on a totally different level right. than all the best players in the world who were here,
yep.
they will still seize on that as like some sort of weakness about the right. place. Or, and I just hate that. It's very disappointing. I understand it, but again, Phil has a great little dig at the USGA at the end of his press conference about how the RNA doesn't care about the winning score. Mm-hmm. They just set it up. They let the weather do its thing. And it's a compliment to them for not getting carried away. They did a great job Saturday. Mm-hmm. They didn't mow the greens.
Right.
And then it's also a credit, and this is what people always forget, to the superintendent. Mm. The golf course is immaculate out there. Mm-hmm. The greens are beautiful. Fairways are perfect. The bunkers, you saw a lot of good up and down shots. And so part of it is that, too. It's just in great shape. So just accept that. And I think because there were two people doing it and they separated, most people will not seize on that.
Right.
So. I thought it was a home run. I wish we played at Prestwick for the Open. It has a little more character than this place.
Right.
But this has some great holes, and it has a couple of key holes where you really – I mean, that 11th hole,
oh.
either one of those two guys hits one little quacker off the tee, and the whole thing changes. It's
right.
just that difficult of a hole.
That hole, I mean – it seems to me, at least this week, might be tougher than the road hole at St. Andrews.
In a lot of ways.
It's in the conversation.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. I think it's more dangerous in a
yeah.
lot of ways.
Triples, quads,
oh, yeah.
nines.
Yeah. And I mean, Thomas Peters today, that's just watching a guy break a club over his leg and throwing it in the gorse.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't condone such behavior
right.
here on the Golf Digest podcast.
Of course. Steve, this was your trip to Europe in general, your first taste of any links golf. What did you think about the courses? And you saw a couple other ones too, but what about Royal Troon?
Yeah, Troon, I mean, it would have been great to play it. I was impressed by the looks. I mean, right on the beach there, some, you know, great views. As Jeff said, the course was in great shape. They did some changes to the course coming into the week that, you know, really stood up to the test. I was really impressed by Troon. It has some great history. You walk around and realize you've, you know, at 11, Jack Nicklaus made a 10 there. Arnold Palmer, all these guys, you know, have been here and won. I was impressed, and we got to play Turnberry on Monday. We all played Turnberry
yeah.
and impressed by the changes there. So
yeah.
it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Open and Turnberry and where that goes. But
so if you had one course to pick between this, Prestwick, and Turnberry, you guys played Prestwick on, was that Tuesday? Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah.
If you had one to go back and play again and you were going to pay, which of the three would you – I mean, you didn't play here at Troon,
yeah.
but you walked it, so you saw it.
Yeah.
Which one would you want to play again?
Each one has its charm.
Oh, come on.
To be honest, it's Turnberry because
okay.
yeah.
there's so many good holes. That 11th hole, they moved the green from
yeah.
inland to onto
yeah.
the cove there. It's spectacular.
Yeah, I would say Turnberry. The only reason why I would say Royal Troon is just because I didn't get to play it.
Yeah.
But if I'd played all three, I did walk enough of Royal Troon, I feel like, to sense it. I Turnberry is just so spectacular.
It is.
The setting, it's,
it is.
It's tough to – that usually wins me over. Prestwick was probably the most fun, though.
It's probably the one,
yeah.
if you had to – the different question,
right,
which is
member,
one of my favorite
right,
questions
yeah.
to ask about a golf course.
Play for the rest of your life.
Do you
want to right.
play it every day?
That would be Prestwick.
And, I mean, all three of them you
yeah.
would never get tired of playing, but
right.
I feel like Prestwick's the one that you would just most
yeah.
enjoy walking.
Yeah.
You can score if you play
right.
well. It'll beat you up if you don't. That said, Turnberry is really
yeah.
spectacular. It's they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah. In any event, this area is a great area, obviously, for golf.
It is.
You know, and it's great when you can come. A lot of guys were here on golf trips. They made a stop at the Open to watch for a day and then
yeah.
play, or
yeah.
back and forth, or put it at the end of your trip or the beginning. So it's
and
a really cool trip
by the
if
way,
you can do it.
A lot of people don't know this. I saw quite a few Americans, but a lot of people don't know the Open is the one tournament, one major. You can walk up to the door. It's expensive, but you can buy a ticket. You don't need to.
Yeah.
It's not like the Masters or the other majors where you,
right.
you have to buy in advance and get lucky or whatever.
Right.
You can walk up here. So if you plan a golf trip around the Open
mm-hmm.
and you want to just pop in for a day, it's really worth doing.
Yeah.
And I mean, today was the atmosphere was like 10 times better than the first 3 days. They really need to do something about getting the prices a little better so that there's people want to be here the first 3 days. Because to be out there with full grandstands and the energy and so many kids, and it just had a different vibe today, and it was pretty special.
Definitely. Okay, final thoughts from the week. Steve.
Well, you know, again, like you said, Jeff, kind of in shock from what we just saw. But Henrik Stenson, he's 40 years old. Can he get a couple more majors? He said that in his press conference, that maybe this is the opening to a couple more. You know, why not? He's played great for the last 3-4 years and might be turning a corner.
Yeah, I hope this becomes a great day for the game in that we've kind of brought somebody to a level of stardom who has a phenomenal sense of humor, is an amazing athlete, has been a steady performer, but has had some weird, weird moments. I hope this is one of those, you know, where we see him have a great run here in his 40s. And we should. I mean, we should in golf. It's a sport where you can be smart if you've taken care of yourself, as the guy he just beat is proving.
Right, exactly. And, yeah, I was going to say, again, not to go back to a shirtless Henrik Stenson, but the guy's in good shape. So I think, you know, he's a young 40.
How many times have
40.
You watched that clip of him taking his shirt off?
A few.
That's a little bit disturbing. Yeah, wow.
Game respects game.
I'm sorry you weren't out there in my shoes to get to see it in person.
I missed out. I also missed out on betting Mr. Stenson, unfortunately, despite the fact my caddy at Prestwick told me to do so, and the fact that I've probably bet him the last 4 Opens.
Oh, yeah, me
for
too.
This year,
and of course.
So we both,
year.
Of course, didn't. Yeah. So I knew he was going to win today, 100%. But, yeah, just a terrific week here, obviously. We saw from Phil's 62.5 to the Henrik's 63 that could have been better to one of the best final round duels I think we'll ever see. It was truly a special week, and we got a great champion. Very happy for Henrik. And yeah, that wraps up a great week. So, Jeff, Steve, thanks for joining me. And thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe to us on iTunes if you haven't done so already. And check us out next week. Thanks.